With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A tropical weather system is building strength over the warm waters of the Caribbean, and the National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says that could spell trouble for Florida's Gulf Coast in just a couple of days.
The new updated hurricane forecast has it as a Category 3, on the Saffir-Simpson scale. That is a major hurricane from a wind perspective. As it approaches the Florida Big Bend Thursday afternoon.
And Mexico's southwest is reeling after being slammed by a rapidly developing hurricane.
Hurricane John has struck Mexico's southern Pacific coast with life-threatening flood conditions, coming ashore to batter Punta Maldonado late last night as a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 120 miles per hour. The storm has weakened, but through Thursday, John's expected to produce up to 12 inches of rain across coastal Chiapas and 10 to 20 inches or more near the Oaxaca coast. The storm's rapid intensification had residents rushing to respond. Oaxaca's state government said 3,000 people were evacuated. The region still recovering from Hurricane Otis that struck Acapulco as a Category 5 storm last October. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, sentencing for the gunman who killed 10 people in a Boulder, Colorado supermarket in 2021.
We asked for, and he has now received, the maximum sentence allowed under law, which is 10 consecutive life terms, one for each of the victims that he murdered.
Boulder County DA Michael Dougherty's remarks aired by Denver 7. Whatever it takes, that's what the Israeli military vows when it comes to driving Hezbollah away from Israel's border with Lebanon. Israel has been striking terrorist targets in southern and eastern Lebanon. Tragically, those targets are often planted right in the midst of residential areas. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 45 points. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer takes on Kamala Harris.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many Christian analysts and religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that has helped many Iranian believers remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. It's unclear exactly how many Christians there are in Iran, but estimates run as high as 1 million believers. This is SRN News. Well, apparently a lot of Americans can still be considered obese.
Research by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that 40% of Americans are obese. That's roughly the same rate as 10 years ago. But Solveig Cunningham, a global health professor at Emory University, says severe obesity is growing.
We are seeing important increases in the proportion of Americans that are affected by severe obesity, which is obesity at a BMI of 40 or higher.
Cunningham says it's too soon to tell if newer obesity drugs such as Wegovy and Zepbound are effective. She says the goal is to prevent obesity in childhood. I'm Donna Water.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law requiring school districts to restrict student phone use. The move means that California will join Florida, Louisiana, Indiana, and other states in passing legislation limiting student device access. SRNnews.com.